What's up, everyone? This is Anthony Pompliano. Most of you know me as Pomp. You're listening to the Pomp Podcast, simply the best podcast out there. Now let's kick this thing off.
In today's episode, Will Clemente couldn't join me for our weekly sit-down. So instead, I just break down all of the charts that he put together. I hope that you enjoy this, and please bear with me, as obviously I'm nowhere near as astute in these metrics as Will, but I'm doing my best to keep up. So before we get into this episode, though, I want to quickly talk about our sponsors. Today's episode is brought to you by Coinbase Wallet, your key to the world of crypto. Crypto isn't made to just buy, sell, and hold. With Coinbase Wallet, you can do so much more. Collect more NFTs, earn more with DeFi, and trade more than 4,000 tokens. Whether you're looking to play, stake, spend, or just explore a trending new protocol, Coinbase Wallet is your key to more. Longtime holders already know that wallets are a must-have if you want complete control of your crypto. That's why Coinbase Wallet makes self-custody simple while providing the safety and security of the most trusted name in crypto. Visit coinbase.com/wallet to learn more. Again, that's coinbase.com/wallet and learn more today. Today's episode is brought to you by Unstoppable Domains. If you're a regular listener of this podcast, I'd bet that the two things are true. First, you're passionate about Web3 and protecting your personal data. And two, you're a human being. If I'm right, then congratulations. You're entitled to all the benefits of the decentralized web. But here's the catch. As Web3-enabled technology like NFTs, smart contracts, and DAOs dive more elements of our real-world lives online, proving that you're a person without surrendering your personal data becomes exponentially more valuable and exponentially more difficult at the same time. This is why Unstoppable Domains launched Humanity Check. Humanity Check proves that you're, well, you, without revealing any of your personal data. No matter where you go on the web, you'll have total control over which apps you want to share your data with and which ones you don't. Prefer to be completely clouded in mystique? No worries. Humanity Check is 100% opt-in. If you want to feel alive or at least prove you are, head to unstoppabledomains.com today and get your NFT domain with Humanity Check. Again, head on over to unstoppabledomains.com and get your NFT domain with Humanity Check today. Today's episode is brought to you by Pipe. Crypto is all about giving the power back to the people, and our sponsor Pipe is doing that in a big way. Pipe is the world's first trading platform that allows you to trade recurring revenue streams for upfront capital. And with Pipe's new API, companies with recurring revenue can build seamless embedded financing options into their platforms. One of the most interesting uses for Pipe's new API right now is Compass Mining's Mine Now, Pay Later, which powers payment plans on Bitcoin mining hardware so more miners can start or scale with a smaller upfront investment. Whether you're looking for mining hardware or scaling any business with recurring revenue, check out Pipe to access growth capital with no loans, no dilution, no restrictive covenants or warrants, just growth on your terms. And right now, Pomp Podcast listeners can access tens of thousands of dollars, even millions, fee-free for 12 months. Whether you are a Bitcoin mining company looking to enable financing for your customers, or a SaaS, DTC, or any business that has recurring revenue, sign up at pipe.com/pomp. Again, pipe.com/pomp to start trading today.
Anthony Pompliano runs Pomp Investments. All views of him and the guests on his podcast are solely their opinions and do not reflect the opinions of Pomp Investments. You should not treat any opinion expressed by Pomp or his guests as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a particular strategy, but only as an expression of his personal opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
What's up, guys? Bang, bang. This is the overview of what happened in the Bitcoin market over the last week. Let's jump right in. First, Bitcoin's been trading around $36,000 or so. There's a lot of volatility across asset classes, but Bitcoin actually holding up pretty well compared to the rest of the market. If we then go look at the actual Bitcoin network stats themselves, what we'll find is that Bitcoin is about a $700 billion asset. The inflation rate, unchanged, still at 1.77%. Over 90% of Bitcoin has already been issued and is in the current circulating supply. As we look at the real exchange volume, you can see $5.71 billion trading every 24 hours. That mining reward value, that means that miners were paid $33 million over the last 24 hours to help secure the most decentralized secure computing network in the world. The GBTC premium has turned to a discount and it's at -33%. Bitcoin's still almost 50% down from its all-time high, but it's up about 9% or so from the local cycle low. If we then go ahead and we take a look and compare some of these asset classes, it gets kind of nasty. Over the last year, Bitcoin is down 36%. The S&P 500 is also negative at negative 2%. Gold holding strong at plus 5%. But if you go to any other time period, 2 through 10 years, Bitcoin absolutely destroying the returns of both gold and the S&P 500. If we then take a look at what exactly is going on with the Bitcoin price, we see here that the Bitcoin price has only been above this level for 400 days. If you bought Bitcoin 91% of the time of its life and held till today, you're still in the money. But if you happen to buy it in the 8.2% of the days where it was actually higher than today, you're underwater. So naturally, paying attention to that stat continues to be important. Then let's go ahead and take a look at the side-by-side comparison of each one of these assets. We've got Bitcoin, gold, the S&P 500, NASDAQ, and TLT. We see that the 10-year compound annual growth rate, still 142% for Bitcoin, drastically outperforming any of the other assets. If we then take a look at the 5-year Sharpe ratio, we see that Bitcoin coming in at over 1.5, still making it an attractive asset to put into any portfolio, especially if you're looking for non-correlated assets. Bitcoin continues to be the apex predator of financial markets from that regard. Now let's go ahead and take a look. Will Clemente and the Blockware team putting together a fantastic breakdown of various statistics throughout this past week. I highly suggest that you go subscribe to their email. As Will and the team points out, Bitcoin had a really volatile week. But of course, if we start to look at some of the underlying metrics, it tells a very interesting story. First, we have the 180 weekly exponential whole moving average. This essentially is a moving average that weights the factors to recent price action. It just turned red for only the fourth time in Bitcoin history, meaning the moving average is actually declining rather than increasing. Another indicator that they've been looking at for a long time now is the short-term holder cost basis, or realized price, that currently sits somewhere around $46,900. Bear markets typically involve multiple failed underside retests of that price point. And so what we see is that once again, it went ahead, it tested that short-term holder cost basis, and it rejected it right off of the trend line. If we then go ahead and we take a look, the Blockware team still views the $30,000 mark or somewhere in that low 30,000s as the place where likely we will see some sort of reset and visit that area. That is based on a bunch of on-chain macro oscillators, all saying it's likely to retest somewhere in that low 30,000 range. The correlation to the NASDAQ remains extremely high as market participants put Bitcoin in with tech and all their other risk-on assets. Then if we take a look at the DXY, we see that that's pushing towards multi-year highs, and Bitcoin has seen a sharp inverse correlation to that dollar index. So let's then jump into the network statistics. All of those continue to decline, unfortunately. It's showing a decrease in speculative retail and exuberance in the market. Then we jump to the actual transfer volume, dominated by transactions below $10,000. And that's also seen a perpetual decline. Again, Will and the team pointing out that this indicates a transaction batching by exchanges paired with a primary decrease in bull market retail market participants. Then lastly, let's jump and look at the long-term holder dynamics. What we can see here is despite that macro backdrop, under the surface, crypto natives are still holding on tight. The amount of supply hasn't moved in at least 1 year, continues to grind to new all-time highs. And the long-term holder supply is also increasing, which is very interesting when compared to their cost basis. The rate of decline in long-term holder cost basis is the sharpest by far in Bitcoin's history. And when it's paired with an increase in the holdings, it shows a level of adoption from top buyers to long-term holders. Now, as we continue to look at various metrics, Will and the Blockware team continue to do a great job at all the on-chain derivative analysis. But ultimately, if you just look at the sentiment as well, you can see it all over the market. Stocks, commodities, real estate, Bitcoin, and crypto at large. Everyone is super, super bearish. And so I tend to think that the fear is actually overstated. People need to be aware. They need to be prepared. But I don't think that stocks or crypto, Bitcoin, real estate, or commodities go down forever. I tend to think that at the all-time highs, people get over-exuberant. They actually get over their skis and they think that we're going up forever. The same thing happens when we get into the bottom of these markets as well. People start to get really, really fearful. They start throwing out all kinds of crazy numbers they think we'll visit. But ultimately, what ends up happening is that we bottom well before the most fearful believe. And so ultimately, what you have to do is ask yourself, am I a trader? Am I trying to time markets, or am I simply trying to dollar cost average into great assets, regardless of what the financial market is? And ultimately, what we've seen in the low cost indexing in stocks or in real estate, and even in Bitcoin, is usually the people that just dollar cost average into assets, They have a really long time horizon. They don't try to outsmart the market by day trading, and they simply don't care about short-term price movements. They tend to just end up performing better over those long time horizons. And so ask yourself, who are you? But one thing I would still suggest, regardless of whether you're a long-term investor or you're a day trader, paying attention to these metrics is important. The on-chain metrics tell us a whole bunch of stuff about what's happening in the market. And of course, when there's fear, uncertainty, and chaos in financial markets, the more information you have, usually the better informed you are. And that can be a really great way to calm your nerves, calm down, breathe, and relax. Because ultimately, information ends up driving patience. And patience is what a lot of people could use right now. I hope that you enjoy these overviews. This past week was a real volatile one. I'll talk to you next Saturday, and hopefully we'll have better news. But until then, I hope that you guys have a great week. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. I really hope you guys enjoyed this one. Make sure you're subscribed on Apple, Spotify, or your favorite podcast player. And if you're looking to try to transition to get a new job in the Bitcoin or crypto industry, we've got you covered. Head over to pompscryptocourse.com. We've developed a curriculum with the top teams across the industry. It's a 3-week intensive training program with over 50 events packed into that 3-week time period. Go to pompscryptocourse.com to learn more, and I'll meet you guys for the next episode.